Exclusive: Senator Ron Johnson demands Meta provide answers on vaccine-related censorship. By Hannah Knudsen on February 5, 2025. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, is demanding accountability from Facebook over allegations of censoring posts and groups related to those who claim to have injuries from coronavirus vaccines, Breitbart News first learned exclusively. Johnson sent a letter, obtained by Breitbart News, to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg this week, demanding the answers to several questions related to the censorship of those who claim to be vaccine injured on the platform during the pandemic. The senator, who in the summer of 2021 held a roundtable with individuals who believe they experienced adverse reactions to COVID-19 vaccines, specifically mentioned a woman named Brianne Dressen, who spoke out after participating in the trial for the AstraZeneca jab. She claims her symptoms, which included hearing loss, severe nausea and loss of bodily function, began after vaccination and says she was largely dismissed by health professionals. The senator explained that she eventually found solace in connecting with other individuals with similar stories online. She eventually wrote a book detailing her experience, and Johnson notes that it also covers the issues of censorship on Facebook. According to Dressen, Facebook shut down groups for those who claim to be vaccine injured within 24 hours after Johnson's roundtable in the summer of 2021. As a result, Dressen and others consolidated still functioning support groups on the platform to one titled, A Wee Sprinkle of Hope, which he described as the largest COVID vaccine injury support group in the world. However, it, too, was shut down mere days after Johnson's June 28, 2021, roundtable discussion, they say. The censorship went beyond shutting down these groups. Johnson continues in the letter, noting that individual posts related to possible vaccine-related injuries were targeted, as well as their private messages. According to the letter, the censorship, in some cases, led to the loss of life, which largely motivated Johnson to get to the bottom of the mass suppression. Worse still, the book alleges that Facebook censored private messages sent on the platform by limiting the recipient's ability to even realize they had received a message. According to the book, one woman tragically took her own life following unanswered pleas for help that she messaged to other members of the Facebook vaccine-injured community. Sadly, it appears that those messages went unanswered because those Facebook users were unaware they received a message. Johnson's letter also cites remarks Zuckerberg recently made on the Joe Rogan Experience, as the CEO admitted that the Biden administration pressured Facebook to censor the vaccine critics. But I think that while they're trying to push that program, they also try to censor anyone who is basically arguing against it. And they pushed us super hard to take down things that were honestly were true, Zuckerberg revealed during his podcast appearance. I mean, they basically pushed us and said, you know, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down, he continued. Related, Bondi, Zuckerberg colluded with Fauci so they're not immune anymore from First Amendment lawsuits. Zuckerberg continued, at some level, I do think that, you know, having people in the administration calling up the guys on our team and yelling at them and cursing and threatening repercussions, if we don't take down things that are true is like, it's pretty bad. When pressed on who was pressuring them, Zuckerberg told Rogan point blank, it was people in the Biden administration. As a result, Johnson listed 9 questions he wants answered, demanding more information on the group's shutdown, the Facebook employees who worked in that time frame that may have been involved in the mass censorship, all communications with any COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer or trade association, or any entity involved with a clinical trial of any COVID-19 vaccine referring or relating to COVID-19 vaccine injuries, adverse events, or side effects, including, but not limited to, all communications with Pfizer Incorporated, Moderna Incorporated, Johnson & Johnson, and more. Facebook's alleged censorship campaign against the vaccine injured is the latest evidence of big tech's efforts, in conjunction with the Biden administration, to silence anything critical of the COVID cartel and the vaccines, Johnson said. The full letter can be read here.